Thanks for listening. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Darren, isn't it exciting, the various people that we have on our show? The relationship we have with our mayors is fantastic, but in particular, the relationship we have with our Lord Mayor of Parramatta is incredible, because he makes himself available, and he makes himself available to tell the story of what he's trying to achieve for his constituents of Parramatta and all the councillors, and in challenging times, and none other than, of course, as Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer. Lord Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning on Spotlight. We're always delighted when you make yourself available, and you never not make yourself available for the people of Parramatta and surrounding areas. So thank you on behalf of Darren and myself, and a warm welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, and thanks, Darren. Hello.
Lord Mayor, lots of things continue to happen in a very dynamic way in and around Parramatta. Much discussion has been and continues with regards to the light rail, particularly stage one. Tell us its progress and what you're doing for a number of businesses as well in and around Parramatta, because you have been working extremely hard to ensure that everyone derives the best benefit they can from this wonderful construction and development of the light rail.
Yeah, look, it's at the moment, as everyone knows, Parramatta CBD is dug up, and it's very inconvenient for pretty much people and the businesses down there. And council's, you know, obviously doing its best to try and get us over this hurdle until we can get the light rail out of Church Street. Now, as you may know, council had negotiated initially for a grace period to be held between November and February. For Church Street to be stopped in terms of development, construction, so that the businesses could get on and hopefully attract more people. But that grace period was negotiated with the restaurateurs and other businesses in Church Street, and that has now been waived. So construction is going to continue and obviously cause continuing delays in Church Street, but as a pro quo, they're saying, the state government is saying they hope to be out of there by August of next year. So the businesses have traded that promise off to try and get them out of Church Street as soon as possible. So in terms of where council's been trying to help, obviously we're obviously negotiating with the state government continually for trying to get access from one side of Church Street to the other so that people can get across from one restaurant to the other. We've been working hard on that. We've also brought in a gift card, a council gift card, similar to a Myer's card, so that people can charge that up to about $1,000. And you can use that gift card anywhere within the CBD and also throughout the whole of the local government area with businesses that have signed up to this gift card. Now, there's currently about 100 businesses have signed up, and we're hoping that by people going out and charging up these gift cards, which they can do, from the council areas, the heritage area and also the customer service area in Church Street, that they'll people or bring those people to Parramatta and hopefully spend their money within the city there. So they're sort of some of the areas we're doing.
Bob, that's fantastic. If Lord Mayor, if I may just I've got my gift card already that I'm going to give to somebody, and it's a great initiative, and they're great plastic cards, so a really good touchy-feely thing to connect Parramatta. But if I may just jump back to the light rail just to confirm that you're saying the businesses have voted and elected to just get light rail out of Church Street as quick as possible, such that they can get back to a lovely arena rather than having it dug up continuously. Is that what you're confirming the businesses have suggested?
Yeah, the business were given the offer to have it either way, either have the grace period or not have the grace period, and they sat and they thought about it. But what they were mainly concerned about, that if they did stop the construction now and then by the time they moved all the gear out of Church Street and then eventually have to bring it all back, there'd be, you know, double take in terms of construction moving backwards and forwards would slow things down. And they sort of just decided to bite the bullet and say, look, we're in for a penny, in for a pound here. We might as well, we'll hang on the promise that the state government through Transport New South Wales said, well, we're going to try and get out of there by August of next year, and they're hanging their hat on that. So it's a bit of a risk, but the state, but the restaurateurs and the other businesses have decided to go with that for the moment.
As you say, it can be a risk, but hopefully everyone will know that they're out of there by August, and I think that's a great plan for the city and get Church Street revitalised in that period between the end of the digging up and then laying or getting the stations done and the light rail trams running later in 2023. Now, I just want to touch on another topic before we get to our break, and that last Monday it was Foundation Day for Parramatta. Can you tell our listeners what that means for Parramatta as people in Parramatta so we can all understand how important that Foundation Day is?
Yeah, look, Foundation Day is a very, very important day in Parramatta's history. It's been celebrated in Parramatta since 1913. And so on the 2nd of November 1788, the British colonists, led by Governor Arthur Phillips, settled in the Parramatta area. So it's a day that we begun to have our, you know, all our crops started to grow in Rose Hill and that sort of thing. So it was a very important day for the colony, as you well know. You know, it's been 100 years since the Spanish flu, and it's pretty much the same sort of things that are happening in Parramatta. We've got the oldest marked graves in Parramatta, and well, in the whole of Australia, actually. We've got the oldest graves. And there's many things about Foundation Day which are very, very exciting, you know.
And is there any way that activities are taking place that our listeners can get involved with, or is it all quite subdued given COVID this year?
Look, as you probably know, with COVID, we normally celebrate this every year. As I said, it's been sort of a very long time since 1913 when actually the Prime Minister of the day was there. But... look, we've this year, because we can't do anything in terms of getting people together, the council's launched a fantastic and very funny documentary series for Foundation Day to celebrate Parramatta's Indigenous and the colonial heritage. So it's a combination of both. So, you know, as you know, most people think they know everything about Parramatta, but these five Parramatta Foundation videos which we've created will definitely surprise you and anybody else who's looking them with some very, very interesting trivia. As I said before, we've got the oldest marked graves in Australia, and we'll explore legends that are actually buried down there in these cemeteries of Parramatta.
Well, it's amazing what you do in the council. It's really fantastic. Lord Mayor, we're going to go to a short break, play a song we know that you'll like, and we then will come back. And I'd like to explore, Darren, more about the light rail stage two. I think that would be an interesting area for our listeners to be informed about what Parramatta is doing in responding to the development of the light rail stage two.
A fantastic idea. You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. We'll be back shortly.
Alive 90.5.
It's 20 minutes past 10. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
Well, we hope you're enjoying a Spotlight with Darren and myself, and we're absolutely delighted to have our Lord Mayor for Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer, on the line, telling us about many things that continue to happen and will happen to change the lives of people in and around Parramatta, and for a positive, in a positive way. You know, Darren, we often, when change comes about, people look at, I won't use the word negative, but they look at those things. I look at those as challenges, as being part of the reward we get for contemporary advancement and things like that.
For myself, it's always what's the opportunity and what's the need that we have an opportunity for.
And, you know, I've been in and around Parramatta for 66 years, particularly, say, 55 years as a young boy, and the change that I've seen, and particularly nearly the exponential change that's happened in the CBD of Parramatta and surrounding areas. I mean, the gentrification and the beauty and all of those things in the parks is really a testimony to previous councils and the current council at the moment. Lord Mayor, I want to ask you a question that hopefully... it's an important one to me, is the light rail. We've got stage one, and that's continuing amidst challenges, but certainly is showing tangible signs of development. It's very clear what the council and state council and state government is doing. Light rail in terms of stage two, what is that saying? What's that looking like? And tell us about what's happening, because that really is going to be a game changer again.
Yeah, you're correct, Jim. Look, the New South Wales government announced their preferred route for Parramatta Light Rail Stage 2 3 years ago this month. And obviously now I'm calling on them to keep their promise. Stage 2 will connect the Parramatta CBD and the Parramatta Light Rail Stage 1 with Ermington, Melrose Park, Webworth Point and Sydney Olympic Park. As the central river city, as you can imagine, Parramatta is growing rapidly, and we're depending on critical transport infrastructure like the Parramatta Light Rail Stage 2 to support our transformation. I think everybody knows our roads are under strain and our limited transport options in these newest neighbourhoods, particularly down there in Wentworth Point and thereabouts. Stage 2 is just critical to keep the city connected, accessible and moving. We've got tens of thousands of new homes are forecast to be built along that extended stage two by 2036. So major transport infrastructure is critical if we're going to have those areas inhabited and allow people to move around.
And Lord Mayor, if we don't have infrastructure in those areas that are being developed, like Melrose Park, and we have Wentworth Point, which is very much a geographically transport lock type of area, what will it mean for those areas? What will it mean for the people in those areas if we don't give them critical transport infrastructure like light rail stage two?
Well, we've already got the problem, Darren. Trying to get from one side of that area in Melrose Park across to Wentworth Point is the river. And obviously the people on Wentworth Point are already trapped on that other side. Now, they've got an access point with a transport bridge across the roads, which takes a bus across, which is donated by the developers. But the other people in that area, they've got to get across to the main western line, whether that be around Olympic Park there or across towards Lidcombe or whatever. And there's no real transport options for them in that area. So they're really suffering down there, and we get a lot of complaints to, you know, obviously it's not our area. Obviously we're trying to encourage the state government to do something. But stage two is the answer. It will connect the Melrose side, where there's tens of thousands of homes being constructed there by Pace and also by other developers. And if we get them across to Wentworth Point and allow the light rail to move these people around, those areas are going to be really, really activated. And, of course, the Sydney Olympic Park, which is, you know, a potential employment hub for all of those people, can then be really driven hard by the state government as an area where we can provide employment for these people living in those areas.
Now, if I understand correctly, Lord Mayor, is that there's a big push for the 30-minute livable type city, and that this Parramatta, the River City, will be part of that as well. So if we don't have this critical link, it could be that dream for the 30-minute city isn't realised for Parramatta, Melrose Park, Wentworth Point and those areas, which are going to stay isolated from transport networks.
Well, that's right. It could sit idle for a very long time, and those people are suffering, and they should not be. You know, they've been allowed to be housed there by the state government with developments, so they need to be supported. And obviously the Sydney Olympic Park area we don't want that to die on the vine either. So we need to sort of support these areas as much as we can.
So I understand there is part of that stage two development is the bridge from Melrose Park side to the Wentworth Point Park side. Now, if we don't have stage two light rail, what happens to that? Is that just totally up in the air?
It will be totally up in the air, and you'll have, you know, the people on Melrose Park isolated and the people on Wentworth Point isolated, and we can't connect them. There's only one way that bridge will be built, and that has to be part of the stage two light rail development. So you can see how it's important, particularly for the developers who are very anxious to develop in these areas. They've already started on Melrose Park side, but you know, for them to continue, they're hanging their hats on stage two going ahead.
Lord Mayor, thanks for sharing with us. And listeners, when you hear our Lord Mayor speak, it's one accepting the challenge and has also got a concern in the sense that I hear in your voice, Lord Mayor, that if these things don't take place, they've got a knock-on effect in reverse. And you're pouring millions of dollars into trying to develop a city and its infrastructure that brings about a quality livability and to bring round strategic benefit for everyone. And both Darren and I applaud you for your commitment to ensuring that these things continue. We just say that on behalf of Spotlight, not in a political sense, but just common sense from where we sit.
Just in finalising, I think we need to understand that although Metro West is scheduled to be built from the city out to the west, that's about 10 or 12 years away. And in the meantime, we've got 29,000 homes are forecast to be built along the extended Stage 2 route by 2036. We've got Stage 2 will connect areas forecast to become significant employment precincts by 2036, including Westmead, 48,500 jobs, Parramatta CBD, 85,600 jobs, and Sydney Olympic Park, 34,000 jobs. So it's all hanging, all those great plans of it for us, all hanging on Stage 2. So we have to continue to advocate for this Stage 2 to be done as an urgent matter.
Absolutely fantastic. You always do your homework, and thank you for providing with us those incredible statistics, because they do tell a story. Last question, Lord Mayor. Who's going to win tonight in the State of Origin?
There's only one team in play, isn't there? The Blues.
The Blues. Okay. Well, we're going to...
Go the Blues.
Okay. Lord Mayor, thanks again for joining us on a serious note. We always welcome your comments, and we're very grateful for your leadership and your counsel in trying to make the place in which all of us interact on a daily basis a better community. Thank you from Spotlight and Darren and Jim.
You're welcome, and thanks again for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Lord.
Alive 90.5.